This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Aya from India, what is your opinion about the recent tweet from the Arab world leaders warning the right-wing Hindu fanatics to abstain from spreading Islamophobia, otherwise they will be kicked out of the country for spreading venom against Muslims? They even warned India to treat the Muslim minorities well. Well, India, just like they treat Hindus in Arab countries. We even saw Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeting soft messages towards Muslims after that furor from the Arab world. What is my view? A similar question has been asked, I'm clubbing it together, by Sayyid Hashmi from Doha, Qatar. In the present scenario, in context of Indian Muslims, a planned campaign is being implemented in ridiculing and religious profiling and demeaning of Indian Muslims in India. How should Muslim tackle this, and what should be a strategy? Please appreciate what should be a strategy. Appreciate your guidance. As far as what should we do in this situation, when, especially in India, it's happening all over the world. There's Islamophobia, you find in the Western countries, you find everywhere. But I do agree that in India, it has reached epidemic levels, especially after the new government came to power, that is the BJP, led by our new Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which is in power for approximately 6 years. And when second time when he got re-elected, it has reached epidemic levels. What should we do? As Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Fusilat, chapter number 41, verse number 34, repel evil with good. You may never know, the person who is your enemy will become your friend. So if they are abusing you, if they are calling you with names, illogically blaming you, repel evil with good. You be kind to them. You be good to them. As far as we in India, we should soften their hearts. And as Allah says, you may never know that the enemy will become your friend. And that's what I did when I was in India. That is the reason the majority of the non-Muslims who came for my talk, the majority of the non-Muslims who knew me, they were my friends. There were some non-Muslims who even came and touched my feet, which is not allowed in Islam. What are you doing? They said, no, you are Bhagawan ka avatar. They loved me, they respected me, said, say what you want to. Some of them come and say, I've been seeing your videos for years. Tell me what I should do. I said, accept Islam. And they accepted immediately, alhamdulillah. They loved me, they respected me. There were very few who were against me. But since this new government came, they created a campaign against me, and they have given a feeling as though majority of the non-Muslims are against me. Even in Malaysia here, majority where I'm staying, majority of the non-Muslims, they love me. They, when I go to the shop, they give me free non-Muslims. They don't charge me. There are yet few who are politically inclined, like in India, who for the political vote bank, they criticize me. Otherwise, majority of, so we should love the non-Muslims, especially in India, the Hindus, their majority, care for them and try and remove the misconception. Regarding the main question, what happened in the Arab world, that there were many people who started maligning Islam, abusing the Prophet, criticizing Islam, calling not. So in the last couple of weeks, alhamdulillah, there has been a backlash from the people in the Middle East, mainly from Kuwait, from UAE, from Dubai, from Sharjah, from Saudi Arabia, and they came up, lawyers came up, activists came up, from the royal family, they came up and they started saying, what is this? And we know that there are more than 10 million Indians living in the Middle East alone, more than 3 million in Saudi Arabia, close to 4 million in UAE and the other Gulf countries, and the major foreign exchange that comes in India is from the Middle East. And all the Muslim countries put together, more than 50% from the Middle East alone, 55 billion every year, more than 1 billion a month from Saudi alone, more than 1 billion a month from UAE alone. And out of those people working in the Gulf countries, approximately 50% are Muslims, 50% are non-Muslims. The non-Muslims are on the higher post. Most of the Indian Muslims, they are on the lower post, few are on the higher post. The non-Muslims, most of them are on the higher post, few are on the lower post. And if, when I did a survey, when I was a resident earlier of Dubai, the top 100 Indians in the Middle East, the richest in the Forbes list, the top 100 richest Indians in the Gulf country, 80% were non-Muslims, 75% Hindus, and only 20% were Muslims. So when so much money that is coming in to India from the Muslim country, majority earned by the non-Muslim, that means they're living comfortably. I don't know of any single case in any of the Muslim countries or the Gulf country where a Hindu was forced to say Allahu Akbar. Never. But here the Muslims are forced to say many things which are against Islam, like Jai Shri Ram, etc. So the backlash came, and there was a warning that if anyone is caught on the social media, the non-Muslims, mainly of most of them were Hindus from India belonging to, who are the supporters of the BJP. According to me, most of the Indians, the Hindus, they love Muslims, according to me. Even today, there's a small percentage of Hindu, maybe before BJP came to power, maybe 5% were against Muslims, and maybe 15% were in favor, always supported, and 80% were neutral, but they had no problems with the Muslims. When the BJP came to power, the percentage increased. Now I believe maybe 15% in the first election, after election 10%. Now when they won the second election, maybe 15% against, hardcore against Muslims, the Hindus. And the percentage favoring now has reduced from 15, according to me, maybe 5%. Fear of backlash from the government, being arrested, and 80% are neutral and afraid to speak. We should convey the message, remove the misconception. This backlash that came from the Gulf country, it should have come long before, but better late than never. And I agree with it that they gave the warning, and many of them were arrested. They were put in jails. Many were sent back. How can you criticize the beloved Prophet, speak against the Quran, the country where you're staying, which is giving you bread and butter? They are not forcing you to say anything to do about Islam. You are living comfortably. You are not paying any income tax. You are sending most of your earnings back home. So I am very much positive. And then one of the lawyers from Kuwait has made even a case in the Geneva, in the human rights. And he said that anyone who finds any non-Muslim making abusive remark against the Muslim, send it to him, he will put it in the court. Very good. We appreciate it. Very good. But I want to give them advice a step further. Besides collecting all the non-Muslims who are speaking against Islam on the social media, though in percentage wise they may be few, let me tell you, even the non-Muslims who are against Muslims in the Muslim countries, Gulf countries, would not be more than 10%, according to me. And speaking in the media would be just 2 or 3%. So this lawyer said, let's accumulate data bank of all the non-Muslims who are speaking against Islam and see to it they're brought to task. I would like to tell them that go a step further. I would request that you even keep a data bank of non-Muslims in India speaking against Islam. And those which are speaking are mainly the hardcore activists of the BJP government. And most of them, they are rich. And let me tell you that most of the politicians of India, they have their money stored in UAE, in the Gulf country, most of them. And most of them, majority those of the non-Muslims who travel abroad, more than 50% they visit the Gulf country or the Muslim countries. I would suggest to that Kuwait lawyer that even collect the data of all the negative remarks and abusive of all the non-Muslims in India and keep a data bank and store it into the computer. Next time if they come to the Gulf country, whether it be Kuwait, whether it be to Saudi Arabia, whether it be to Dubai, whether it be to Indonesia, in the data bank you should be mentioned, okay, now they have abused the Prophet, which is not permitted by law, and they have abused Islam, bid them to task, have a case against them, arrest them and put them behind bar. And when you do this to 5 or 10 people, believe me, majority of them will stop, because they travel to Muslim countries. If not majority, at least 25% will stop. Make it public that we have a data bank, don't reveal the names. The moment they come, arrest them, take them to the court of law, give them punishment. Believe me, most of these people who are BJP bhakt, who are spreading venom against Islam, against the Muslim, they will get scared. And my last suggestion is, let the Muslim countries make a block. the major Muslim countries, whether it be Saudi Arabia or UAE, Indonesia, Malaysia, can be Nigeria, Qatar. Most of the oil that comes to India comes from Muslim country, from Saudi Arabia, from Nigeria, from UAE. Natural gas comes from Qatar, palm oil comes from Indonesia and Malaysia. Let's make a block and we work collectively so that if they say anything against Islam, against the Muslim, we can be a better force. So if the Muslims unite, inshallah, and put a pressure on Muslims than the other countries which are maligning Islam, inshallah, this will have a positive impact and they will stop doing this activity.